The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, in the previous episode, we heard about the journey of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to Taif for the purpose of preaching Islam. We heard about how he, alayhi salam, faced many afflictions, agonies, and raised the word of truth still. In this episode, we are going to present the journey of Mi'raj. Mi'raj means the ascension or the visit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the heavenly realm, the heavenly world. Now, when did Mi'raj occur? Where did it start? Where did it end? What circumstances did it occur in? We will listen to that, inshallah. But before all of this, an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi. Sayyidun Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet alayhi salam said, when two people who love one another for the sake of Allah Almighty meet and send Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, so before they part from one another, their past and future sins are forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now amongst the heavenly miracles of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, Mi'raj has great significance and is completely beyond our material world and above the boundaries of human intelligence. The miracles of the Prophet are a special conferment of Allah Almighty, evidences of their prophethood and truthfulness. And a miracle is only that which is practically beyond comprehension so that it can become an evidence of the truthfulness of the Prophet. Otherwise, a thing which is practically encompassed by the intellect has nothing to do with the miracle. This is from amongst the most prominent miracles of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, that Allah Almighty exalted him sallallahu alayhi salam with the excellence of Mi'raj, and it is explicitly mentioned in the Holy Quran too. And this is from the exclusive traits of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bless any other prophet with this honor, and he jalla jalaluhu did not show anybody the signs and wonders that he showed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. In fact, if all of the brilliances of all the prophets alayhi salam are gathered, the accumulation, the collection of those brilliances will not be equal to the excellence of Mi'raj al-Nabi of the Prophet alayhi salam. Now another name of Mi'raj is Isra as well. Isra means to move at night or to take someone on a journey at night. Now Isra is proven from the Holy Quran. Hence Allah Almighty proclaims, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir. Translation: glory be to him who took his bondsman by the night from the sacred mosque, i.e. the Kaaba, to al-Aqsa mosque, around which we have placed blessing, in order that we may show him our great signs. Indeed, he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Now regarding the date, the day and the month of Mi'raj, scholars have different opinions, but all of them agree on the point that Mi'raj is an incident that occurred in Makkah al-Mukarramah after the start of divine revelation and before migration. Therefore, we have kept in our program the account of Mi'raj before the migration. Now, Allah Almighty blessed the Holy Prophet alayhi salam with countless miracles in comparison to the other prophets, but the purpose of specifically discussing the miracle of Mi'raj here is that this is from amongst the most prominent miracles, and this is the quality of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam which he alone is blessed with, which is not granted to any prophet before him. Now in this miracle, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam beheld his Lord with his eyes, with his own physical eyes, and he had the honor of conversing with him jalla jalaluhu. Now dear viewers, Mi'raj, i.e. traveling from Makkah to Baytul Muqaddas in a short part of the night, is proven from the Holy Quran. Hence, the one who will deny this will be expelled from the fold of Islam. In addition to this, visiting the heavens and meeting the Lord Jalla Jalaluhu are proven from other Sahih and Mashhur Ahadith. The beloved Prophet alayhi salam went on the Mi'raj journey with both his body and soul. This is the belief of the majority of Muslims and the dignified companions of the Prophet ﷺ, many of them have the same belief. Here ﷺ traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Baytul Muqaddas, and from Baytul Muqaddas to the seven heavens, and then to Sidratul Muntaha, then from Sidratul Muntaha to the divine Arsh, the throne of Allah, and then from the throne of Allah to La Makan. Dear viewers, let's briefly discuss what the Prophet ﷺ encountered during this journey. In the 11th year of the declaration of prophethood, 2 years before the migration, it is the pleasant, luminous night of Monday, the 27th of Rajab al-Murajjab. And after offering Isha Salat, the Prophet ﷺ is resting in the house of his paternal uncle's daughter, Hani radiallahu anha, when the roof of the blessed house opened. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came down, and he took the Prophet alayhi salam from the house of Hani to Masjid al-Haram and laid him there. At that time, he alayhi salam was lying on his side, and he was drowsy when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam arrived again. At this time, he opened his chest, and he cut the blessed chest from the collarbone up to below the stomach, and took out the pure heart of the Prophet alayhi salam. Then a tray full of light, full of faith and wisdom was brought. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam washed the pure heart of the Prophet alayhi salam with the water of Zamzam, and then filled it with faith and wisdom, and placed it back inside his blessed chest. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed chest was opened 4 times in his lifetime. Now this was the 4th time before the Mi'raj that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his noble chest was opened. Scholars have stated the wisdom behind this, that on the night of Mi'raj, the blessed chest of the Prophet ﷺ was opened and filled with the treasures of light and wisdom, so that in his holy heart, so much vastness and ability would develop that he ﷺ would endure the manifestations of beholding Allah Azza wa Jal and the awe and greatness of the conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, a white animal bigger than a donkey and smaller than a mule was presented to the Prophet ﷺ as a mount. And we know it's called Buraq. The speed of the Buraq was so fast that it would step as far as it could see, each step. While going upwards, its front legs would become smaller and the rear legs would become longer. And while coming downwards, its front legs would become longer and the rear legs would become shorter, because of which its back would remain straight in both situations, and the rider would not suffer any sort of problem. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to mount it, and he came close to it, whilst being overwhelmed with happiness, the Buraq started to jump and leap. Observing this, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam placed his hand on the hair of its neck and said, "O Buraq, do not feel shy. I swear by the Lord Allah, no personality more honorable than Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has ever mounted you." Hearing this, the Buraq began to perspire profusely out of shyness, and stopped jumping and leaping, and became calm. Then the Prophet ﷺ mounted Buraq and departed for Baytul Muqaddas with great splendor. Just as Sayyidina Allama Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi says in Qasida Burda, "Sarayta min haramin laylan ila harami, kama saral badru fi dajim min al-dhulami." Meaning, on the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet ﷺ traveled from the sacred haram to Baytul Muqaddas with such splendor, full moon of the 14th lunar night moves, spreading its light in the pitch dark night. Now, in this luminous journey, he alayhi salam was accompanied by the chief of the angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And after reaching Bayt al-Muqaddas, he tethered the Buraq in the place where the Prophet alayhi salam would tie their mounts. Now, to manifest the great splendor of the master of all the prophets, all the Prophets alayhi salam were gathered in Bayt al-Muqaddas. When he alayhi salam arrived, all of them saw him and welcomed him. And at the time of Salah, everyone asked him alayhi salam to lead them in Salah. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam held the hand of the Prophet alayhi salam and helped him come forward. And he sallallahu alayhi salam led all the Prophets alayhi salam in Salah. Subhanallah, imagine that prayer. The Prophets alayhi salam are the muqtadis, and the leader of the Prophets sallallahu alayhi salam is the Imam. And the first Qibla is the place of Salah. Indeed, such a Salah has never occurred before. The heavens never witnessed such a scene. And at that time, the meaning of being the first and the last for the Prophet ﷺ also became clear. That he ﷺ is the final amongst all the messengers, and he's leading the earlier prophets and messengers. And when the Prophet ﷺ departed from Bayt al-Muqaddis, Sayyidina Jibreel ﷺ presented him with 2 bowls of wine and milk. The Holy Prophet ﷺ picked up the bowl of milk. Observing this, Sayyidina Jibreel ﷺ said, "You preferred the natural thing. Had you picked up the bowl of wine, your ummah would have gone astray." Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam took him along and ascended to the heavens. On the first heaven, the Prophet ﷺ met Sayyidina Adam ﷺ. The second heaven, he met Sayyidina Yahya and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who were maternal cousins, and they had a conversation. On the third heaven, he met Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. On the fourth, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam. On the fifth, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. On the sixth heaven, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And when he reached the seventh heaven, he met Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was sitting whilst leaning against Baytul Ma'mur, where 70,000 angels enter daily. At the time of the meeting, every messenger said, "Welcome, O virtuous messenger." This is how they welcomed him. Then he was taken around paradise. Subhanallah. After that, he reached Sidratul Muntaha, when the manifestation of the Nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fell upon this tree. Its form suddenly changed. And a manifestation of colorful Nur appeared in it, which cannot be described. Subhanallah. Reaching here, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam stopped. And he said, "Now I cannot move beyond this point." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Prophet alayhi salam towards the arsh, and wherever he willed, and admitted him into his court and granted him proximity. A secret discussion took place, the subtlety of which cannot be described. The Prophet alayhi salam beheld Allah Almighty in wakefulness. There was neither a curtain nor a veil, no time, no place, no angel, no human. And directly, without revelation, he had the honor of conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated this fact in the Holy Quran, Surah An-Najm. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. The eyes of the beloved did not turn aside, nor exceed the limit. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Indeed, he saw the greatest signs of his Lord. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman, now he revealed to his bondsman whatever he revealed. Now most of the muhakkikin, the research scholars say, nobody knows the subject of this revelation, because the secrets of a lover and beloved are not revealed to others. Anyhow, in short, it can be said that Allah Almighty granted all physical, spiritual, outer and inner bounties and sciences and knowledge which he willed to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, every bounty and knowledge and wisdom will appear at its proper time, at its appointed time. In addition to the countless bestowals upon the Holy Prophet alayhi salam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was granted three special gifts. Who else other than Allah Almighty and his Prophet alayhi salam can know their greatness? Number one, the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Number two, the glad tidings that every person of this ummah who did not associate anything with Allah Almighty will be forgiven. And number three, 50 salah were ordained upon the ummah. It's mentioned in the narration of Sahih Bukhari that when the Prophet alayhi salam returned after receiving these gifts, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said to him, "Your ummah will not be able to bear the burden of 50 prayers. Hence, you should go back and plead in the court of Allah to decrease them." Hence, upon the advice of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he visited the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made an entreaty a few times until only 5 prayers remained. And Allah Almighty said to his beloved, "My words cannot change. O beloved, for your ummah, these 5 prayers will be equal to 50 prayers. The prayers will be 5, but I will grant your ummah the reward of 50 prayers when they offer these 5 prayers." Now, the apprehensions of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, which are mentioned in this narration, can be observed at present. Today, there's probably nothing more difficult for a Muslim than to offer his 5 prayers. May Allah Almighty grant guidance to Muslims. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the heavenly kingdom. He observed the signs of his Lord and came back from the heaven to the earth and entered Baytul Muqaddis. He mounted Buraq, departed for Makkah. This was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey of Mi'raj, which we have related briefly. Now, during this journey, he alayhi salam observed the wonders of the omnipotence of the Lord Jalla Jalalu. He beheld Allah Almighty, observed his great bounties in paradise and the blazing fire of hellfire. He saw all sorts of punishments. And while going and coming back from this journey, he observed the manifestations of this universe, remote towns and groups. Now, if all of these things are mentioned, this particular episode will become too long. Allah Almighty has mentioned these things in the Quran. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Now, in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, under this verse, it's mentioned that indeed on the night of Mi'raj, the Holy Prophet ﷺ observed the grand and great signs of Allah Almighty and the wonders of the angels, the heavenly kingdom, and his knowledge encompassed all the unseen heavenly knowledge. Now, during this Mi'raj, the Holy Prophet ﷺ was granted the knowledge of the unseen, which he was constantly given throughout his life. from time to time. And through Mi'raj, the purpose was to tell people, to inform that Allah Almighty has power over everything. He manifested this power. And by granting this honor to his beloved alayhi salam, he has elevated his rank. The Prophet alayhi salam's journey of Mi'raj took place so swiftly that even the speed of light does not have any say before it. No tool greater than the speed of light has been introduced in the world of science as of yet. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he traveled with such swiftness, such great speed in a short part of the night. And even light cannot be compared to this. This is indeed a great miracle and just a glimpse of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ignorant people who are habitual of weighing everything on the scale of logic, they use their imperfect intelligence in such matters too. When they do not understand anything, then through their fabricated false justifications, they deny the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'adallah. Remember, Allah Almighty has power over everything. He can do everything. This earth and the sky, the mountains and the ocean, the moon and the sun, these distances and the destinations of the journey, all of them have been created by Him alone. He may shorten the distances for whomsoever He wills, and He may increase them for whomsoever He wills. Intellects have failed to encompass Him. Moreover, through His perfect omnipotence, He has granted His prophets and messengers, alayhi salam, many such things which are impossible and impracticable, you know, to put them into practice. Such things are called prophetic miracles. For example, the blessed staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam turning into a snake, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam bringing the dead back to life, reviving the dead, enabling the inborn blind to see, those who were born blind to see. And he granted the most exalted prophet and messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most miracles. We should always have firm belief in his omnipotence. Now on the way, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam saw all the destinations from Baytul Muqaddas to Makkah, as well as the group of the Quraysh. After covering all of these stages, since a large part of the night remained, he alayhi wa sallam reached Masjid al-Haram and slept. When he woke up in the morning and related the incidents of the night to the Quraysh, the heads of the Quraysh became quite astonished. Allah Almighty stated the same matter in the Holy Quran, Surah An-Najm, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So do you dispute with him regarding what he saw on the night of Mi'raj? And he did see that manifestation two times near the low tree of the furthest boundary. Now the summary of this verse and the two latter verses is that when the polytheists learnt about the incidents of Mi'raj, they rejected these incidents, they denied them, and began to ask the Holy Prophet ﷺ various questions. They would ask him to describe the characteristics of Baytul Muqaddas before them. And sometimes they would ask him to tell them about their groups which were traveling on the way. So while addressing the polytheists, Allah Almighty proclaimed, "Do you dispute with my beloved ﷺ regarding what he saw?" He indeed saw those manifestations near Sidratul Muntaha again and again, because in order to request me to decrease the prayers, he happened to ascend and descend a few times. Ma'adallah, some people call the Prophet ﷺ a liar, and some ask different questions. Since most of the heads of the Quraysh had visited Baytul Muqaddas numerously, and they also knew that the Prophet ﷺ had never been to Baytul Muqaddas, therefore, in order to test him, these people, they sent many questions, they presented many questions before him. They asked about the doors, the walls of Baytul Muqaddas, the arches. At that time, Allah Almighty immediately presented the image of the entire building of Baytul Muqaddas before the sight of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, the disbelievers of Quraysh would continuously ask him questions, and he would look at the building and constantly answer the questions correctly. Subhanallah. Now, after the journey of Mi'raj, when the Holy Prophet alaihi wasallam would relate it to people, the people would consider this incident a lie, ma'adallah, and they would belie him. In the meantime, the incident surrounding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu occurred, on the basis of which Allah Almighty Himself declared the title of Sayyidina Abu Bakr to be a Siddiq. Now, what's that incident? It's mentioned in a narration that in the morning after the journey of Mi'raj, when he alayhi salam related this incident to people, some of those people who were believers, they apostated. Now, contrary to them, the iman of the perfect believers increased more. People rushed to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and said, "Can you verify the matter which your friend stated, that he traveled from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa at night?" They thought that once he hears this matter, he won't be able to comprehend it and he will also reject it. But how could Siddiq abandon the Holy Prophet ﷺ? May he be sacrificed for the greatness and truthfulness of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. When he heard this wonderful account, he verified the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any reluctance and hesitation. It is mentioned in narration that hearing this matter from the people, he radiallahu anhu said, did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really say this? He said, yes, he said this. I listened to the reply. If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, indeed he has spoken the truth. The people said, did you verify the matter? He went to Baytul Muqaddas at night, came back before the morning. Siddiq Akbar replied, yes, I verify his heavenly revelations too in the morning and evening. And indeed, that is even more wonderful and surprising than this matter. On that day, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, oh, Bakr, Allah Almighty has named you Siddiq. It is mentioned that after this, he radiallahu anhu became famously known with this title, Siddiq. Now, dear viewers, we've had the honor of presenting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's journey on the night of Mi'raj briefly. And this is a prominent, great miracle from the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because in this miracle, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of wakefulness. And what can be a greater bounty than beholding Allah Almighty? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this honor too, by virtue of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the next program, in the next episode, we will discuss the two major pledges of allegiance which became the cause of the migration, in particular, to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And these pledges, these contain a lot of importance in the chapter and the history of Islam. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve all of you. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The beloved Prophet's life in Mecca. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Mecca. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Mecca. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.